We always give a marshal, somebody who Aleinu is in a situation where they get married and then inspired a chavilah. There's a very painful comparison of the warmth and friendliness of a person coming in and the rage and everything going out. There's something very, very sharply disturbing when you put one against the other. And the Balakina is putting one against the other, the going out of Mitzrayim, going out of Yerushalayim, and so on. There's one line I wanted to be mayor on. It says, Chdusha unevua v'kvod Hashem nira v'tzeisim Mitzrayim, nigaloi v'ruah v'ruah chatumah v'tzeisim Yerushalayim. Besides all the physical things and all the other inyanim, when we left, Mitzrayim was a makom of zara, of tuma, of kishuf. We left it to the fresh air of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of yichud, of kedusha. That was leaving Mitzrayim. Leaving Eretz Yisrael means that once again there was a certain hizdakus of tuma and all sorts of things that stuck to Klai Yisrael, varying degrees of things that are totally bad, somewhat bad. But he points it out. You can't leave your Yerushalayim. It's just like there's a psul in Kachem of Yoitze. There's this darkness of some chitzenim to the person. And therefore, one of the things that there's a jarring juxtaposition is Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim and the Tumah and the Kishuv and Avazar behind, going towards Kedusha and Achdus. Leaving Yerushalayim means automatically that we step down in Ruchnius and we now have all sorts of dalliances with all sorts of kreifas that are not Kaddish.